find no friend on the wide ocean, nor even here an archangel among merchants and seamen. Yet some feelings beat even in these rugged bosoms. I cannot describe to you my sensations on the near prospect of my undertaking. I am going to unexplored regions, to the land of mist and snow, but I shall kill no albatross, therefore do not be alarmed for my safety, or if I should come back to you as worn and woeful as the ancient mariner. Shall I meet you again, after having traversed immense seas? I cannot expect success, yet I cannot bear to look on the reverse of the picture. Continue for the present to write to me by every opportunity. I may receive your letters on some occasions when I need them most to support my spirits. Remember me with affection, should you never hear from me again. Your affectionate brother, Robert Walton. To Mrs. Saville, England, July 7th. My dear sister, I write a few lines in haste to say that I am safe and well advanced on my voyage. This letter will reach England by a merchantman now on its homeward voyage from Archangel. Although I may not see my native land for many years, I am in good spirits. We have already reached a very high latitude, but it is the height of summer, and although not so warm as in England, the southern gales, which blow us speedily towards those shores which I so ardently